I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The Beijing Games are over. The Olympic spotlight on China has dimmed a bit. But China is always in the spotlight when it comes to internet censorship. These days, Chinese officials are under fire for a little problem that affected the popular online music service iTunes. Cyrus Farivar explains.
iTunes' parent company, Apple, doesn't officially offer music through its Chinese version of iTunes, as it does, say, in the U.S. or Japan. However, it doesn't prevent users from accessing music through other non-Chinese versions of iTunes. But when the American-produced Songs for Tibet album was promoted this month as a way for Olympic athletes to be in, quote, solidarity with Tibet, iTunes went dark in China.
'Cause people had come together.
The album features songs by a variety of artists. Most tracks, like this one by Moby, do not mention Tibet directly.
No one can stop us now, 'cause we're all made of stars.
While China's initial response was fairly overbearing and draconian, Xiao Qiang says that it has since backed off. He's the director of the China Internet Project at the University of California, Berkeley.
Just a few days later, after the international outcry, and the publicity this event gets, the Chinese authorities figure out they can simply block that particular song or a particular album instead of entire iTunes site.
In the past, many American tech companies like Yahoo and Google have altered their services to match the sensitivities of the Chinese government. But Apple is a new player in China and just opened up its first two official stores in Beijing this summer. Many in the tech community have wondered if Apple was simply following orders given by China and had provided a way for Chinese authorities to monitor how iTunes works. Apple declined to comment for this story. Nart Villeneuve doesn't think that there's any evidence to suggest that Apple was complicit with China's demands. He's an internet censorship researcher at the University of Toronto. He says that because iTunes uses HTML, the same programming language as the web, it's fairly straightforward for Chinese authorities to block what they don't like.
And so it would be susceptible to the same kind of keyword filtering that China uses for any other normal web content.
So that means searching for Tibet on iTunes in China wouldn't be a big deal.
But if you search for something like Free Tibet Uprising or something like that, then it'll probably be blocked.
The Songs for Tibet album was blocked for at least a couple of days, but Villeneuve says that the album is now available once again from China. China's whims about what is and isn't acceptable online can clearly change day to day. Xiao Qiang adds that as Apple tries to crack the Chinese market, it probably will have to play by the same rules that everyone else does.
If you want to reach a large number of Chinese internet users, you need to be following what the Chinese internet censors and regulations and tell what to do. If the Chinese internet censor want to censor particular content, all these companies have caved in. I haven't seen any exception. I don't think Apple will be the one.
No matter how Apple and other online music retailers expand into China, this certainly won't be the last time that artistic freedoms clash with China's authoritarian regime. For The World, I'm Cyrus Farivar.